I'm Charles Gibson at ABC News headquarters in New York, and I welcome you to the World News.
Alderman Michael McGee back in court today. Doesn't really have anything to do with the battle to keep his job.
March 13th. The suspect in the murder that took place inside the Fox Lake police station is expected to be charged.
A little montage of TV news programs as we start a conversation on why TV news is losing viewers. Good morning. I'm Joy Cardine. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 10 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Wednesday, March the 14th. A new annual report is out from the Project for Excellence in Journalism, and it found more viewers are leaving TV news. Despite a lot of new anchors and promotions and changes, the network evening news ended the year losing audience at the same pace that it has been for years. The audience is also down a bit for cable news for the first time since this study has been conducted, including the Fox News Channel. And local TV news programs are experiencing similar problems with viewing down for all newscasts in all time slots, even in the mornings where it had been growing. So what's going on here? We will ask Milwaukee Journal Sentinel media columnist Tim Caprison, and you too. Are you watching less TV news? Why? And where are you getting your news instead? If we get enough suggestions of your favorite news sources, and you don't have to include Wisconsin Public Radio in that, we will update a list that we had on our website, which listed your favorite news sources, and we'll include some of the news sources that our producers also check regularly. 1-800-642-1234 for your questions and comments and suggestions about the state of TV news today, or 263-1890, 263-1890. Send us an email to talk at WPR.org. Tim Caprison wrote about this report in his column in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel yesterday. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning. I love the montage that opened this up.
In fact, Charles Gibson on there, one of the changes that occurred in the past year that one of the networks wanted to do to try to, reclaim some viewers. I mean, we saw Katie Couric, we saw the dual anchors on ABC News, but all those changes didn't do anything.
The first actually successful change was Charles Gibson. In the last month, during the February sweeps, ABC went ahead of NBC, and obviously Charles Gibson is the main change there. So People are saying that the old-fashioned fatherly anchor type may have been the right model in the first place.
Is that right? I didn't know that he was getting some of the viewers. There's also been complaints on the conservative end of the political spectrum that NBC News and Brian Williams is veering to the left in order to try to catch viewers. Is that working then or not?
Well, NBC's been losing viewers, but that whole complaint about NBC is funny because a year ago, 6 months ago, conservatives pointed to Brian Williams and NBC as the least liberal of the three networks because, and one reason is because Brian Wilson is a devout NASCAR fan, which they somehow
I didn't know that either.
Decide that there's an ideological end to that. So.
And Katie Couric's not hauling them in either.
No, she's not. I mean, there was an initial increase in viewership, mostly because it was a new thing, and then that tapered off. You know, it's interesting with that in this part of the country, the 5:30 newscast. That's still the three of them still pull in 25 million viewers, so they're very important. But they're just dropping every year. They drop a bit.
Yeah. And this report found for the first time in a long time, the cable news networks are also losing viewers. Maybe not a lot, but a little anyway.
The specific change there is that Fox News Channel has for the first time lost viewership over the last year. They've had a steady increase, and they remain by far the biggest audience of viewers. And partly, I think, because the viewership of Fox News Channel is much in line with old-fashioned news consumers. News has always been a routine sort of purchase, if you want to call it that, by people who use it. In many markets, the biggest sales of the newspaper was home delivery. Well, most markets, the biggest sale of newspapers is home delivery. It's not newsstand sales. And it's routine every night watching of the same newscast. It's a habit. And in the last 10, 15 years, with a lot of different options, those habits are changing. And what we're seeing now, everything that we see now is really because of the ability to change habits and also the desire to change habits among traditional viewers, readers, listeners to news.
Yeah, why is there the desire to change those habits?
I think part of it is because the options are out there. You know, you have, especially these days with internet, with television, again, speaking specifically in this part of the country, our late news is 10 o'clock. And for a lot of people, that was a tradition. And the reason for that tradition was that there were no options at 10 o'clock. Well, now there are plenty of options. I mean, for me, the main option at 10 o'clock is now The Daily Show on Comedy Central.
Mine's sleeping.
Well, some of us have those really tough jobs.
Yeah, that's right. Well, let me take a weather break and also welcome in callers. We're talking with Tim Caprison, media columnist for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, talking about why more viewers are leaving TV news. And this crosses the spectrum, local TV news shows to national programs. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. And while we're at it, are you among those who are watching less TV for your news anyway and finding other news sources? Let us know, and we'll keep a list and post your favorite news sources on our website after we're done. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. This is the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine. 17 minutes past 6 o'clock right now. Hoping you'll join Ben Marins this afternoon for At Issue. After 5, a new report blames hormones for teenagers' sometimes erratic behavior. And Ben, after 5, will talk with the lead researcher of this report and a pediatrician about helping teens through mood swings and other behavioral issues. We're talking with Tim Caprison this hour. He's the media columnist for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, talking about an annual report done by the Project for Excellence in Journalism, which he wrote about in his column yesterday, on the state of the news media, which found that the audiences are declining still for the major networks. The report also found that cable news, the audience is down for the first time in a long time, including Fox News. And local TV news also having problems with audiences dropping for newscasts across all time periods. We are wondering what's going on here and welcoming your thoughts and questions. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Also welcoming your suggestions of your favorite news sources. If you're not watching TV for news as much, where are you looking for your news? Jan in Stevens Point is with us first. Hi, Jan, you're on the air.
Hi, Joy, thanks. Mm-hmm. This is so funny. I was telling the lady that we just talked about this yesterday in my office. And people are so very sick of the political thing already. You know, that's all you see on, or all you hear, all you see, local, whatever. Also, so much negativism on the war. So, you know, people aren't listening. You know, you get home from work at the end of the day, you want something up. You don't want to listen to all the negative or the political end of it.
So that's why you are not watching as much?
Correct. Yeah. Myself and, like I say, people in my office, and everyone agreed on that. Yes, just yesterday.
Yeah, and are you just turning off, not looking for this kind of news anywhere? You're just burned out on the news. Period.
I'm burned out on those two topics in the news. Like I say, you know, my goodness, we're not even going to be voting for president yet, and we've got that's all you see. That's all you see.
Well, Jim, anything else?
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Tim, any indication as to whether this is playing into the TV news audience decline?
You know, it's just funny. The two sort of most important issues facing us, and people are burning out on them. Well, obviously, I mean, political coverage it seems crazy that it's this far away from, you know, the first caucuses and primaries. It's a year away almost, and there is this coverage, but it's being covered because there's things going on out there, because there are candidates who are active. It's an active fight right now, and so I actually think that the coverage and the focus on that is one of the better things that news media has done lately. Because it is ultimately important. And in the same way with the war, I mean, negative coverage of the war. I actually sort of coincidentally interviewed yesterday an ABC correspondent who from Baghdad, talking about a series that's going to launch next week, their sort of update on the war 4 years later, talking about that very issue of negative coverage and his description of how hard it is to cover anything but the bad stuff because of how bad it is there, how dangerous it is. So anyway, those two stories, it's funny that they jump out and that those would be reasons for not covering or not watching. I would have hoped it was the overcoverage of Anna Nicole Smith that would have driven people away from TV news, and that if enough people stopped watching that stuff, which is a much bigger cable story than a network story, that the cable channels would stop overcovering that. I can tell you that after my column yesterday, I got a number of calls from people who were convinced that the reason that the viewership of news has gone down is because there's too many commercials on, and that people talk too loud. That's the other reason that I heard a lot of.
Well, I'll lower my voice here. what about the part of the report that says that the public appears to be skeptical, more skeptical of cable? What does that mean?
You know, I think that that cable, and I think it developed this way at the height of the Clinton sex scandal, the Monica Lewinsky mess. Cable news turned into a he said, she said, an arguing, a mud wrestling thing between people on two definable sides of an issue. And it has continued that way in many respects, so that everything was, there's a Democratic position and a liberal position. And in recent years, it's morphed so that almost all the primetime shows, or many of the primetime shows, are not news shows, they're ideological shows. And I think that that leads people to turn off. It's not even news. On the other hand, the news channels will argue that they can't keep, CNN especially will tell you this, they can't keep a stable audience with just coverage of just the news. So it's a strange cycle. And one of the answers maybe we don't need 24-hour news channels.
We also got a caller who I guess didn't want to wait to talk on the air, but he is annoyed that Fox News just lies, so he doesn't watch Fox News. Talk about ideology and news consumption.
Well, you know, essentially, one of the things in the study that jumped out is that MSNBC is being seen now as the liberal of the three cable news channels. Fox obviously is perceived as conservative, and I believe that it's because of the two shows on MSNBC, it's Keith Olbermann, and on Fox News Channel, it's Bill O'Reilly. Both of these are very overtly point of view shows. Fox News calls O'Reilly's show a debate show; they don't call it a news show. And there are a lot of those shows on Fox News Channel. MSNBC doesn't have quite as many. And what they do is they don't present the news, they present a point of view about the news that either you feel uncomfortable with and you watch it for that reason, or you feel uncomfortable with and you may watch it to yell at the screen. I mean, there's a certain percentage of people who do that. But what it does is it people blur that with the actual news coverage. You know, Fox News is full of actual reporters covering actual events in addition to the opinion shows. But I think people are blurring the lines. And you could argue that sometimes the actual news organizations blur the lines between what is news and what is opinion.
And we go next to Susan in Milwaukee. Hello, Susan.
Hi there.
Hi.
Well, I don't watch definitely not the local news, because I find that the anchors are basically on there because they like to talk, and there's too much editorializing on the stories. I'm not getting news. I'm getting a lot of fluff. So I usually go online. Obviously, I listen to NPR and get my news there. And if there's something that I'm more interested in, I'll go online. And there I can select whatever the particular article is that I'm interested in. I can look at it and I can read it and do more research on it. But I don't have to worry about, you know, the hairstylist, you know, who's doing somebody's hair and have to hear what they, you know, what they did over the weekend. I'm not watching the news for that. I don't have time for that.
Yeah, the happy talk stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I watch news for news, and made a comment earlier about the old-fashioned news, having the, you know, with Gibson on the news. I agree. I want to watch the news to hear the news.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Susan. But when you go online, you just go to find a news article from, say, a newspaper, or are you going to specific sites for your online stuff?
Yeah, you most of the news outlets have their own websites.
Mm-hmm.
You know, say, you know, like NPR or, you know, CNN, MSNBC, or even ABC.com. Any of them you can go to and do your research, or you can even go to any search engine such as Google and type in the article. You know, if it's a topic that's going on, you can just type it in and it'll bring up several options for you to research. Of course, if you do it that way, you're going to have to check what the source is of the information and make sure it's reputable.
Right. Tim Kapristen, want to talk a little bit about whether the Internet is sucking away these viewers of TV news?
Well, you know, I mean, that's a general situation beyond all mm-hmm. and all levels of the news media, whether it's TV, radio, or newspapers. And just for a second, you know, people talk about the declining circulation of newspapers, which is really true, and it's really mm-hmm. a problem because it affects advertising and ultimately the ability of a news organization to have as many people out in the field covering things. But the fact is that we have more readers than ever before, thanks to the Internet. I mean, I have readers literally all over the world who, for some reason, will click on my column and I'll hear from them through email. And our numbers are growing in that way. And television is the same way. Television and radio all both continue to develop really detailed websites that offer, in many cases, in the case of television or radio, will offer a printed article of the story you just heard in addition to the audio. I mean, you know, you do this with this show. I can go later on and click and hear myself and cringe every time I hear my voice. But and that's a great thing. The problem with finding news in the way that the caller suggests, one of the great things about news, especially in sort of the old traditional newspaper model or an old traditional newscast model, is that it presents you with a wide-ranging picture of the day, not just what you are interested in. If you're interested in, you know, housing mortgage defaults or something, you can get all the information you want. But there's no context if you're just looking specifically for those stories. And the best news presentation, whether it's a local newscast, a network newscast, or a newspaper, presents you the array of the events of the day and in an attempts to put those events in a context. And you lose that with using the Internet, sort of the digital way of finding news, where you go specifically for the stories that you want or the topics you're interested in. You may lose a great story or a fascinating story that's there if you get your news that way.
Yeah, just a minute before our NPR newscast, a brief comment on her opinion of local news in Milwaukee, anchors who just like to talk, lots of fluff, editorializing, and happy talk.
Well, you know, there's a lot of different things in there. Editorializing is a different thing from talking about you know, what you did over the weekend. Mm-hmm. What, that kind of talk exists in the morning newscasts, the sort of personal talk, because they have hours of airtime. The newscasts are constructed to be more like a morning talk show with news than anything else. The other news shows don't allow that time for that to happen. Editorializing, I don't know. I've never noticed any local Milwaukee or anywhere TV newscasts where I could tell that they were supporting one political candidate over the other.
Let me hold you there, Tim, because we have the newscast coming up. But we will continue talking about local news and national news and why TV news viewing is on the decline. I'm Joy Cardine. You're listening to the Ideas Network. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. Happy to have you with us on this Wednesday, March the 14th. And happy that you're not with your local TV news program this morning. Sorry about that, Rob. My husband is on a morning TV news program in Madison right now. We are talking about the declining viewership to television news, as documented in a new report from the Project for Excellence in Journalism. Tim wrote some about this report in his column yesterday in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. And we're wondering if you are watching TV news less these days and why that is, if it is. And we're wondering where you are going to get your news. What are your favorite news sources? And if we get enough suggestions, we'll copy them down and post them on our website. 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, in Madison, 263-1890, 263-1890. Our next caller is Jay in Columbus. Hi, Jay. You're on the air.
Hi. Thank you. Mm-hmm. The biggest thing I've noticed is the saturation sensationalism of the news stations. It just turns me off. The Anna Nicole Smith thing. I really didn't need to see the courtroom. I really didn't need to see the mother. You have people that are dying from bombs in Fallujah, and nothing's, you know, we get one little blurb, and then we get 4 hours of Anna Nicole Smith. I think they're going for the story. They're trying for the sensationalism too much, and it's just turning me off. I don't want to watch it. And the thing is it's channel after channel. One event happens, and you get 4 hours of it. Sometimes there's just not 24 hours worth of news. That's just, you know, that's my problem with it.
Yeah, so what do you do instead? Do you do anything instead?
I'm a Jon Stewart fan.
Oh, yeah, a man after your own heart, Tim Kaprison.
Well, I mean, we raised this a little earlier. One of the problems is, and this happens on a local level as well. First of all, Anna Nicole Smith was not covered very much by the networks, the actual network news shows. Mm-hmm. And sometimes there's a false impression that they do cover that stuff. Cable news channels, however, went, as he said, wall to wall, hours and hours and hours. And you still turn on cable news, and you'll see video of Anna Nicole doing something, this changeable video. And it looks like they only do the story so they can keep running the video, the background in the background. The problem is short term, these stories really work for them. Short term, there's a noticeable jump in the audience. CNN had a huge jump, MSNBC had a huge jump. I don't know that Fox News Channel did, but I know that those two did. And so these stories have a short term ratings value to them, and it happens on the local level as well. Here in Milwaukee. Traditionally, the NBC station, which is owned by the same company that owns the newspaper, Journal Communications, Channel 4 here in Milwaukee, was traditionally the sort of most serious news organization. In the last couple of years, it's gotten much flashier, and they tend to call almost everything breaking news.
Oh, yeah.
And it's consultants who drive that, and the consultants say that people will tune in to see things happening now. Well, they'll do a breaking news label on a story that happened 12 hours earlier. And short term, you know, the excitement of that may bring in viewers, but I would contend that long term, these viewing losses partially are for that reason. Channel 4 also has done a lot of what they would consider investigative stories, but they're versions of NBC's Predator investigations, where they set up a room and get, you know, very strange people to talk about how they're, you know, they want to meet 13-year-old girls. Again, those kinds of stories give an immediate overnight rating bump that they can notice, and so that leads them to think we need to do more of this stuff. But I think that the short-term excitement that those stories generate, the sensational stories generate, ultimately drives people away, because these stories never deliver the goods that the hype promises. They're never quite as sleazy as the promotional departments characterize them as.
Yeah. And I notice an old trick being used more and more these days too. Maybe not so much on local news, but certainly on some of the cable news or even network news, the exclusive interview. And it's like, well, you know, Dick Cheney has been, you know, whatever, you know, he'd be making the rounds of the Sunday talk shows, and they would all say they were exclusive.
Right. By the way, my discussion with you today is exclusive to Wisconsin Public Radio.
That's right. You're not talking to any other radio station at this moment.
Right. Well, yeah. You know, that whole exclusive stuff, you know, that touches on one of my overall complaints about television, local television specifically in general, is that everything is a promotional tool. The interview with Cheney, let's say Cheney came to town and one of the, either Madison or Milwaukee, and one of the local stations had an interview with him. In a sense, the interview with the vice president is not as important as the promo that they'll get out of that, mm-hmm. and they'll run for a week saying, and if you watch news channel or whatever, you saw Dick Cheney say such and such. They do it with their helicopters. They do it with weather coverage. They do it with a million other things. The actual coverage itself is less important than the use of the coverage or the tool used in coverage to promote the news. And I think that often contributes to this attitude that TV's news is pulling something over on you.
Yeah. Let's go now to Scott in Menasha. Hello, Scott.
Good morning.
Morning.
I don't watch news much anymore because, well, first of all, if you watch news for about an hour, you're depressed with everything that's wrong. And you don't know what to believe because they got, you know, the war on terror is good, the war is bad, the president's doing a good job, he's doing, I mean, everything is just, they come at you with two angles, you don't know what to believe. And like your guest just said, a high-speed chase in California or an accident on a highway or Anna Nicole Smith, I don't think that warrants a Fox News alert. That's not national. And I'm sorry, but I'm 45 years old. My day goes a lot better when I watch cartoons.
The Fox News alert, though, that's right when there's any little thing. Thank you very much, Scott.
Well, that's really true in terms of the all news channels. A garbage dump fire in Albuquerque becomes a national story because there's compelling pictures of it or dramatic pictures of it, or a chase, which I have to say, I have TVs next to my desk in the office. If there's a chase going on, people start gathering around my desk. So clearly, for some reason, I think we just want to see these chases. But that's the caller is absolutely right. These things that become big news have no intrinsic value, and it extends. We didn't even touch on this, and I think we've talked about this in the past. The missing blonde stories that have been going for the last 10 years.
Right.
Anytime some cute young person, woman, disappears or is murdered or something, it becomes a national obsession because of the cable news channels.
Yeah, we talked just a little bit about a local news, but we didn't talk about why audiences are dropping for local newscasts, including the mornings, which had been growing. And I made a reference to my husband is on a morning news program, and that was sort of the trend, that people were watching the morning shows a lot more than they were, say, the 10 p.m. news. But now even the morning shows are losing
audience. Well, 10 p.m. still has the largest audience, but the growth was in the mornings. And one of the things was there had been a shift away traditionally. And when we're talking traditionally, you know, we're talking about the last 10, 20, 30 years. We're not talking about, you know, really traditionally. But in terms of consumption of broadcast news, we have seen a shift away from people turning on the radio the first thing in the morning and they turn on TV the first thing in the morning. That has been a very noticeable shift, and it's one of the reasons for the expansion of news. And one of the arguments for the decrease of the audience is that there's now too much news. There's so much news on TV. And there are a lot of reasons for that. And one of the reasons, obviously, as I said in the morning, is that there was this idea that we have this new audience that we haven't tapped before, and the hope always is if you get that audience, you get them through the day for your news. Traditionally, the top rated 10 o'clock news show would be the top rated morning show because people would turn off TV and then turn it on and it'd be on the same channel. The other thing that's changed all this is that people are much more comfortable surfing than they ever used to be.
Surfing what?
Surfing the TV.
Yeah.
They hit the button on the remote more readily than they ever did before. People watch less of a news or whatever program than they did before. And they move to the next thing. Our attention spans obviously are much quicker than they used to be, or much shorter than they used to be.
Oh, yeah.
And that's another reason. For example, and this is a completely side issue, but I hear this all the time from readers. People complain about the little bug, the little graphic in the corner that tells you what station you're watching.
Yeah.
And people say, I know what station I'm watching. Well, no, you don't, because you're watching 35 stations in a 5-minute period, and those stations need to grab your attention, so they make their graphic, their logo, bigger to get your attention. That's a byproduct of how we now watch television.
Yeah, I know. I watch it that way. Tim Kaprisin, our guest, media columnist for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, talking about a new report out on the state of journalism and news media in general, and talking about the section that shows more and more viewers are leaving television news. That's local news and network news and cable news. Where are they going, and what about you? 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. You're listening to the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine, 12 minutes before 7 o'clock on this Wednesday, March the 14th. Coming up after 7, we'll examine the race for State Supreme Court Justice and After 7:30, one of the two candidates, Madison attorney Linda Clifford, will be joining me to answer your questions. The other candidate for State Supreme Court Justice, Annette Ziegler, was invited to participate but declined. So we'll talk about the state Supreme Court race coming up in our next hour. Andy in Green Bay is our next caller, talking about the declining audiences for TV news. And you're on the air, Andy. Go ahead.
Yes, I believe that part of the problem is that a lot of households are working any and every shift out there throughout the day and also very busy with the family. But also I feel as though out there today that a lot of people aren't aware that all the a good section of the newspapers are owned by the Gannett, and a lot of the TV stations are owned by the same company also. And out there, we're being fed stuff by like our government, which doesn't come out until 4 or 5 months later. The real truth comes out, and then we're kind of being fed part of the truth by the newspapers and other forms of media. So it kind of leaves people going, is it a controlled thing of what we're only being allowed to heard, or what is it that we're being...
Yeah. Is that some of that skepticism, Tim Caprison?
Yeah, that is obviously skepticism. I don't know. I actually think that... years ago, I worked in the paper in Green Bay, which is Gannett-owned, and I worked there for about 5 years, and the purchase of the Green Bay Press-Gazette by Gannett turned it into a professional newspaper. I'm actually not an opponent of corporate media because I think it creates a professional level of reporters, and I don't believe that corporate media controls the news. It obviously controls the means of giving it owns the presses, but I think it actually professionalizes the news media in a way that you got a real hit or miss system of local newspapers either being good or bad or controlled by an individual whose political views guided the newspaper. But anyway, so that's a separate issue.
But it does reflect
the skepticism that the report shows. People think they're being fed something that they're I don't think really are.
Yeah. What about his theory that we're not watching as much of this TV as well because we're just plain too busy? We got family and work, and there's just too much else going on.
I think that there's a lot of truth to that, partly because news is available all the time. We don't make the time available to the news. I mean, you don't have to watch at 10 o'clock. In almost every market, you also have at least one 9 o'clock news option, so people can watch it there, or they can watch it in the morning, or they can, you know. The fact that it's not just at 10 o'clock means that you don't schedule your day around it. It's not part of your appointment. The other thing is that, and this is one of the sad things about this change, a conventional way of getting the news, either the newspaper or the newscast, or even a radio news cast, we haven't touched on radio news at all, which is also mentioned in this study, in this report.
Yeah, we're avoiding that. No, radio audiences, at least I know, and even the public radio audience is seeing some decline, that they're going other places after a lot of growth over several years.
Well, that's what I mean. I was going to say that. I mean, public radio is national public radio specifically is one of the few. It actually is the only old-fashioned news network, national and international news that exists on radio. That's the only place to go for that anymore because commercial radio may have a little news update here and there, but it doesn't really. They're not really part of networks, and they subscribe to their news service in the same way they subscribe to any other syndicated programming. ABC stations, for example, are not ABC stations in the sense that they once were.
We have lots of other callers, but I want to touch a little bit on what this all means to the future, especially of the TV news business. What do the experts and what do you see happening?
I don't think anybody knows what the future is. I mean, one of the futures is that there's a million options out there, and that's good and bad because I think here's a story that occurred in Wisconsin, or that dealt with Wisconsin last week. The incident with Dave Obie yelling at the liberal activists. All right, that was caught on home video. It's the kind of thing that goes up on YouTube and becomes an issue. And I think in this next presidential election, you're going to see tons of stories broken in this way. But those stories don't really have any resonance and don't really have any impact until they're picked up by traditional TV, traditional media outlets, and again, put in some sort of context. And so I think what you're seeing is two things going on. You're seeing this explosion of information, which is a great thing. It's sort of guerrilla journalism. And there's a lot of information that's floating out there that never existed before. The problem and the challenge is as conventional, let's stick to TV news, as conventional TV news loses its hold on the audience, it's also still an important place for that stuff to be filtered through and explained and contextualized. And so, you know, where is this going? Boy, I don't know, and I don't think any experts will that I trust can tell you where it's going to end up. It's fascinating to watch.
Yeah. Deborah in Waukegan, hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, you know, your guest just said something that really hit it for me about contextual. First of all, I've hardly ever watched TV news probably since Walter Cronkite, but it's partly because it's just so soundbitey. I don't ever feel I learn anything. But really, there's no context. I'm a big NPR listener. That's basically where I get my news. And I, number one, I like things covered in depth, and even though there is repetition on NPR, I feel as if I'm much more behind the scenes, as if I'm much more getting a chance to get a perspective. I mean, my husband's a photographer, and I am very aware that when you're photographing something, you're photographing one little corner of it. I mean, it's very hard to see everything. It's much easier. Maybe it's my age. I'm a creature of radio. I grew up with radio. But, you know, your imagination is engaged. Your mind is engaged. And for me, TV news has never done that. I was also thinking about how differently impacted people I know who get their news from TV seem to be by most of the sensational things that have gone on. I don't know. It seemed to me that when I talk to them, I'm speaking from a context that seems to me more balanced, and they typically seem to be speaking from a context that is kind of triggered, you know, by all those images you keep seeing over and over again. You kind of can't get back from those images. They're gory. They're sensationalist. It seems very hard to get away from that.
Deborah, I'm sorry. I missed what your perception listening to radio is triggered by, because your cell phone dropped out.
Oh, I'm sorry. What I'm saying is I feel from being an NPR listener and, you know, listening quite a lot, that I get a sense of perspective. I get behind the scenes. I'm kind of actually with the people talking. I never feel that with television. I don't feel connected. And that's why I said not since Walter Cronkite.
Right.
I have absolutely no trust for what I hear on TV. I mean, and I don't think that the speakers are generally, I don't have a sense of their having much information either.
Thank you very much, Deborah. Now we are running a little bit short on time. I wanted you to repeat that praise of public radio. Tim?
I
guess her comparison of you know, the right. Maybe the visual images of TV are too much, or
Well, you know, I mean, there are old studies. I mean, this is not a new thing. Especially older viewers who get their news from TV almost always think that their neighborhoods are more dangerous than the crime records or crime rates would show, because television presents that in a dramatic way, and you're impressed by the murders and the robberies and the home invasions and that sort of thing as being a bigger deal than they are. You know, crime doesn't drive the TV market in Milwaukee the way it does in many other markets. Our market here is driven by two stories, and it's the case throughout the state. Weather and the Packers drive all coverage. Because they're the only sort of common experiences that we all share. And I want to, before I go, close on that. And one of the problems with the change in national news is that we're losing sort of a common language of shared events in most cases. You know, I write a lot about the TV show American Idol, and partly because it has such a broad audience of young, old, people of various backgrounds who watch the show for whatever reason, and it's a shared experience and creates sort of a shared folk culture, if you will. And TV news was one way of doing that. It helps create a sort of a national discussion, because people are watching the same stories and coming to perhaps different conclusions, but at least they're talking about similar issues. And that's a sad thing about the loss of a coherent national media.
Yeah, and we do have time for one more quickie. Bob in Milwaukee.
Hi, Joy. Thank you for taking my call. Excellent program. I really think that the drop-off in viewership has a lot to do with the lack of credibility that people see in their newscasts, given all that we know now about the run-up to the Iraq War. they just don't do investigative journalism the way that they used to.
Yeah, and a lot of media fell down on that one, though, didn't they, Tim Caprice?
Oh, I agree with that. Yeah. I don't agree with that the audience, the bulk of the audience notices that, because I think the bulk of the audience was in favor of the war when the war happened, and now the bulk of the audience is not in favor of the war because the war has gone badly. I mean, cynically, I think that's the truth. I don't think people sit around and say, you know, boy, if they had really investigated this war before we went into it. I just don't. I mean, there are obviously people who do, but I think we have to generalize, and if you generalize, I don't think that that's really an issue. I really don't.
All right, we've got to end this. We have some breaking news coming up, Tim. So,
oh, wow.
No, I'm just kidding. Tim, thanks a lot for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Tim Caprison, media columnist for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, talking with us about this annual report from the Project for Excellence in Journalism, which you can read more about on the website journalism.org. You can also listen again to this program or other programs on our website. We archive our programs there, WPR.org. Thanks to Leo Duran and Karen Prager for producing the hour. I'm Joy Cardine. You're listening to the Ideas Network.